Have you ever booked a Jet2 flight expecting beach charter energy and a fight for overhead bin space? Yeah, me too. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about a move that caught a lot of people off guard because Jet2, the British leisure airline, just unveiled something nobody saw coming. An all-business class Boeing 737. Let that land for a second. This is an airline built on package holidays to Malaga and Antalya, sun, sand, and seats crammed in at 29-inch pitch. And now they've taken a 737 that normally carries 189 passengers and reconfigured it down to just 76 seats, all business class, every single one. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSold.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com. So here's what you need to know about this Jet2 move. The airline has been quietly repositioning itself over the past few years. They started as a pure low-cost carrier, and they still are for most of their operation, but they've been watching the premium leisure market grow, especially out of the United Kingdom, where there's a segment of travelers who want luxury but don't necessarily want to connect through a major hub on a legacy carrier. They want to fly direct from Leeds, Bradford, or Manchester, or Edinburgh to a resort destination, but they want to do it in a flat seat with proper service. The aircraft itself is a standard Boeing 737-800. Same airframe you've seen 1,000 times on the ramp. Same CFM 56-7B engines turning underneath the wings. But inside, it's a completely different airplane. They've pulled out the typical single-class high-density configuration and replaced it with a dedicated business-class cabin. We're talking lie-flat seats, direct aisle access, the works. Going from 189 seats down to 76 is a dramatic reduction. You're cutting capacity by more than 60%. That tells you the revenue per seat they're expecting to generate has to be significantly higher to make the math work. And that's the real story here. It's not just about fancy seats, it's about airline economics. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. What Jet2 is really doing is testing a thesis. The thesis is that premium leisure travel is a big enough market to justify a dedicated aircraft configuration. This isn't a few rows of business class bolted onto the front of an economy cabin. This is an entire airplane committed to a single premium product. That's a serious bet. Now, why should a general aviation pilot care about what a British charter airline does with its cabin layout? Fair question. Here's why. First, it's a signal about where the airline industry is heading. We've been watching this trend across the Atlantic for a couple of years now. JetBlue launched its Mint product on transcontinental routes and proved you could sell premium seats on what was traditionally a low-cost carrier's turf. Breeze Airways came into the market with a mix of economy and premium, even Southwest. The ultimate low-cost, no-frills operator has been publicly exploring premium cabin options. The direction is clear. Airlines are chasing yield and yield lives in the front of the airplane. Second, if you fly internationally or you're planning trips to Europe, this changes the competitive landscape for routes out of secondary UK airports. Jet2 operates from airports that the big legacy carriers often underserve. If this business class 737 experiment works, you could see similar configurations pop up on routes that matter to you as a traveler. Third, and this is the part that I find most interesting from an aviation perspective, this reconfiguration changes the weight and balance profile of the aircraft in a meaningful way. 76 passengers versus 189 passengers, plus the difference in seat weight between economy slimline seats and lie-flat business suites. That's a substantial change in operating empty weight and in payload distribution. The fuel burn per flight doesn't change dramatically because you're still pushing the same airframe through the same air, but the fuel burn per passenger goes way up. The economics only work if those 76 passengers are paying enough of a premium to cover what 189 economy passengers would have generated, plus a margin on top. The early indications suggest Jet2 believes they can do exactly that. The UK premium leisure market has been growing steadily, driven in part by an aging population with disposable income that values comfort over cost, and in part by a post-pandemic shift in how people think about travel. A lot of travelers came out of the last few years saying they'd rather take fewer trips but make each one better. That's exactly the customer Jet2 is targeting with this airplane. Now, will it work? That's the multi-million pound question. And I want to be careful here because I'm not in the business of speculation. But I will say this, the track record of airlines trying to go all premium on narrow-body aircraft is mixed at best. Several carriers have tried it over the years. Some made it work on very specific high-demand routes. Others found that the math just didn't hold up when demand softened or when competitors started matching the product at lower prices. Jet2 has a couple of advantages, though. They have an established customer base that already trusts the brand for leisure travel. They have strong relationships with hotels and resorts that can package the premium flight with premium accommodation. And they're operating from airports where they often face limited competition. If you're flying out of Leeds Bradford and you want a premium experience to the Mediterranean, your options are limited. Jet2 wants to be the answer. The other thing worth watching is how this affects Jet2's fleet strategy going forward. Right now, this is a single aircraft, a proof of concept. If the demand is there, you could see them convert additional 737s or even factor premium configurations into future fleet orders. The airline has been growing steadily, adding aircraft and routes, and this business class variant could become a permanent part of the fleet mix rather than a one-off experiment. For those of you who follow fleet planning and airline strategy, this is also an interesting case study in asset flexibility. A 737-800 can be reconfigured. If the all-business concept doesn't generate sufficient returns, Jet2 can pull those seats out and put the standard layout back in. It's not like ordering a purpose-built widebody with a fixed premium cabin. The narrowbody gives them an exit ramp if they need one, and that probably made this decision a lot easier for their board. One more angle on this, the operational side. Running an all-business aircraft means different catering requirements, different ground handling procedures, different turnaround times. Business class passengers expect a different level of service from the moment they arrive at the airport. And that means Jet2 has to build out a premium ground experience at airports that aren't exactly known for luxury. That's a real operational challenge, especially at some of the smaller regional airports Jet2 serves. It's one thing to put lie-flat seats on an airplane. It's another thing to deliver a consistently premium experience from curb to destination. So keep an eye on this one. A budget airline going all business on a 737 is one of those moves that either looks brilliant in hindsight or becomes a cautionary tale. Either way, it tells us something important about where the industry thinks the money is. This one came across from Simple Flying. You can find us at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.